I'm happy with the result, but I'm happy with the first half performance in particular, playing against a strong Breeze. And Cork won the toss and decided to play with it. So in terms of how we managed the first half, we had a tricky enough first 10 minutes. They had a goal chance, had a fair bit of the ball. Stephen Sherlock had two unbelievably worldies from, like, that must have been from nearly inside his own half. So, you know, to dig it out, to get our hands on the ball, to attack in the fashion that we did, and then to put the icing on the cake at the end of the half to go in 4 points up, like, an unbelievable pass by Conor Glass to Lachlan Murray. I thought Lachlan was electric in the first half, you know. So in terms of going into that place at half time and then to have the Breeze at your back in the second half, the whole thing was to get the first 10 minutes of the half right then, and we went for the juggler 10 minutes into the half. I think the game then was effectively over. So happy with the performance, happy with the mentality, but it doesn't really change much, fellas. You know, we're looking now at a situation with the way the results went last night. It was a case of one and two sudden death games in a row. So yeah, happy with it.
Kieran, you dominated their kickouts in the first half, but was it summed up by going man to man and Micheál Ray that ended up in the goal? Did that sum up your performance?
No, you're spot on, because if you look at, and you slice and dice and look at the performance, the first 10 or 15 minutes of the game when we were trying to go zonal for the sake of going zonal against Micheál Ray Martin, he's unbelievable in terms of straight in front of him and to his left hand side. We were trying to be too smart. It was a situation where we had to get man to man in the first line, and then the further we got from him to be that bit more zonal, he's not as strong to his right hand side. We had all that work done, but very frustrated with the players early on in terms of their attitude to how they closed him down. So we got that message onto the field, we got that rectified, and I think we won 8 of their last 10 kickouts at the start or at the end of the first half, and that gave us the platform then to build ourselves into the game and to be leading at half time then.
12 different scorers on the day.
Was it? Somebody else had said that there. I wasn't even aware of that. But look, you could read too much into that. The fact that the game was over with 25 minutes to go, you know, it was a bit of a turkey shoot then at that stage. So yeah, it's pleasing in terms of it was pleasing in terms of having an array of scores, and the lads will take confidence in that. But it'll be harder to have 12 different scorers now in RD in the nature of that next game. So we're well aware of that, and we need very little focus for it.
Final word for me. The likes of Rory Forbes coming in there and playing like he seems to belong. The younger boys are coming in, Kieran. I'm sure that's very important as well.
Aye, it is. And look at the young players that we used off the bench there as well. It's all about growing a panel. It's all about growing a bit of strength and depth. We had Dan Higgins come into the game there the other day. I thought he did really well. His physical size will be important to us moving forward. A player that I value very, very highly. But, you know, Rory Forbes and these lads, Rory Forbes only 20. Him and Sean Young aren't 21 until the very end of June. You know, we have the likes of the Patrick McGurks and these lads that are coming back and that are very, very close as well. So, look, I would like to think that we're building a squad here as we go. There's a premium on results and there's pressure on results, but we're trying to build a squad in the process as well. So yeah, happy with that.